Canada started their World Cup today, and they played extremely well. And, I mean, we cannot emphasize this enough. Like, Belgium's the second-ranked team in the world. I thought the Canadians blew their doors off. Like, I really did. And Belgium was lucky to get a point, let alone three. But it doesn't matter because the standings are what they are. Belgium ends up winning 1-0. Let's head over to Qatar now. He writes with The Athletic. He's got a new book out, The Voyagers, Canada's Men's National Team's Quest for the World Cup. Here is Josh Cloke. How you doing, Josh?
Well, we're flying. It's 2 a.m. I don't know if any Canadian is going to go to sleep over here tonight.
I love it. Yes. I mean, what is the general reaction considering the result? They walk away without a point, yet you watch the game as you did up close and personal. I thought Canada really played well. I thought they dominated that performance. What was the general attitude of the team afterwards?
I mean, the attitude of the team, there's a bit of frustration just because I think, as you alluded to, this is a game they probably should have won or at least gotten a result from. I mean, if you're a believer in the advanced stats, Canada should have had 3 goals tonight to Belgium's 1. But beyond that, like, Canada just took it to Belgium. And I think we're all kind of expecting, look, this is the way Canada plays. They play fast. They play loose. They play free. And so you think they'll come out with their hair on fire for 15 minutes, and then Belgium will figure them out. Belgium never figured them out, right? This was a dominant performance for 90 minutes, save for one kind of error in the back. So if you're a player, you're obviously frustrated, but you also accomplished your goal of proving to the soccer world Canada belongs here. And I think if this Canadian team can walk away from Qatar and have, you know, again, Canadians, have the soccer world look at them a little bit differently, you know, than maybe they did a few years ago, like, mission accomplished, right?
How do you handicap their chances of kind of picking themselves back up and gearing up for Sunday and getting a positive result? Brian, our host, mentioned earlier in their show that it's not like totally game over, but they have to get something out of Sunday. How do you handicap their chances of kind of picking themselves off the mat, although they should be feeling somewhat confident in getting something positive out of Sunday?
Well, the difference for Canada just has to be their finishing, right? They had a few glorious chances. You know, obviously, the Alphonso Davies penalty, which I'm sure we're going to talk about, but there's that one. You know, Tejon Buchanan has a chance just inside the box. Stefan Eustachio has another. And these are chances that very, very good teams finish. So I think if you're John Herdman, and he certainly alluded to this after the game in his press conference, that, you know, the next few days are going to be spent largely, you know, working on target practice, because what Canada proved tonight is that they don't have to cower in the moment. Croatia is a very, very good team, right? They were World Cup finalists 4 years ago. And so if you're Canada, you can go into that game with the confidence that, you know you did it against Belgium, probably a better team. You can do it again. Theoretically, you should be able to do it again. It's just that finishing piece that's missing, right?
You brought up the penalty kick from Alphonso Davies, so let's go there. I mean, obviously, hindsight is 20/20. He didn't score, and so we're having this conversation. But did you like him stepping up in that situation, or would you have preferred to see Jonathan David take that?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think if you're Jonathan David, you probably feel like the go-to penalty taker, because, you know, you're nine for 12 with Lille, you know, on a very good French team, and Thibaut Courtois, the Belgian keeper, arguably the best goalkeeper in the world. So you probably feel a bit of confidence there. It's worth remembering here that Alphonso Davies has taken 2 penalties for Canada, and he scored them both. And look, he's the guy, right? He is the best male Canadian soccer player that's ever lived. And, oh, you know, you're a former player. You get it. In the big moments, you want to go. You want to rely on your biggest guys, right? Sorry, Hayes. I promised myself if I would ever get on overdrive, I'd get that one in.
I love you, man. And you are going to have a weekly spot on our show with that comment.
I had that one in the holster for the last few hours, so thanks for letting me get that one out.
Absolutely. But, all the way from Qatar, no. I'm getting hit with those, man.
I was kind of surprised. I thought he was going to say, like, oh, no, or something, a car's coming, and he was talking to me. I was beyond happy. Go ahead.
Continue, Josh, or don't. Whatever works. Go ahead.
Well, listen, you know what? Like, if Alphonso Davies does convert, if Alphonso Davies does convert that goal, the narrative makes a lot of sense. Canada's best player scored their first ever World Cup goal, right? That's the kind of stuff you put on a postage stamp. You know, it obviously frustrated Alphonso Davies to no end. He walked by, you know, the small handful of Canadian reporters that are here in the mix zone and didn't stop to answer any questions. But I know for a fact he has the full support of his teammates. It was his decision to take the penalty. I don't think this is going to, you know, cause any fault lines in the team. But I think that I think Jonathan David probably takes the next one. He's a little bit more of a clinical finisher. And look, again, this World Cup for Canada is about, you know, making mistakes if you need to and learning from those mistakes, because all eyes are on 2026 as well, when Canada has to have a big performance at home. So you learn from this and you move forward.
We're chatting with Josh Kloak, writer with The Athletic. His book is out, The Voyagers, Canada's Men's National Team's Quest for the World Cup. You know, pushing Davies aside, I didn't think David had himself a great night in terms of actually finishing. He had a lot of opportunities that he did not finish. But I thought, you know, Buchanan really showed up. I thought Larea had a good outing. I thought Estacio was quality. Some of the MLS guys on the back end, who there was some concerns about, you know, them stepping up in the moment. I didn't get the impression, Josh, from where I was sitting over here in Toronto, that Canada looked overwhelmed. What did you see in the stadium?
No, not at all. And they didn't have any reason to be overwhelmed. I mean, frankly, just to kind of paint a picture, it felt like a home game for Canada. And again, it's surreal to say that. A, on the other side of the planet. B, playing against the second ranked team in the world. And C, you know, in your first World Cup in 36 years. But, you know, Canada was warming up with Tom Cochrane playing in the loudspeakers. They came out to Drake. You had, you know, Canadian fans chanting, "This is our house." Again, this is in the World Cup. So if you're Canada, you feel kind of bolstered by the environment. And that's a good thing, too. That's what you want. So, yeah, I don't know if anybody necessarily had a poor performance and felt overwhelmed. I mean, Stephen Vitoria probably could have been a step faster to defend against that one goal. But again, that was one of maybe two chances that Belgium had. So, yeah, I know we're kind of looking for ways that they can improve, but I mean, if you can replicate that performance against Croatia and again, just get a little bit better finishing, you know, perhaps we're talking about Canada's first World Cup win in a few days.
Josh, a lot of people were keeping an eye to see how Alphonso Davies would look after the hamstring injury. I mean, we had to know if he was that close, he was going to find a way to get out there anyway. Getting to see him in person, how did it look? How did he look to you? How is his pace?
Yeah, he looked fine. Alphonso Davies looked fine. Like, he didn't look super, super speedy. I've been here for over a week. And the first training session that I saw, he didn't look super, super speedy, but he's clearly recovered over the last few days and has hit his top speeds. I mean, they put his top speed up, you know, on the big screens here in Doha. He was hitting 35K an hour. Like, that's what you want out of him. I don't think there's any concerns about Alphonso Davies' fitness right now. I think the only concern, you know, if you're John Herdman or the team, is just, is he going to be able to shake off that saved Peno, and is he ready to kind of capture the moment again, right?
Canada-Croatia on Sunday. Again, we're chatting with Josh Kloak, writer with The Athletic, and your book is out, The Voyagers, Canada's Men's National Team's Quest for the World Cup. This must have been a real passion project for you, considering how big of a soccer junkie you are and how closely you've covered it. How cool is it to have written a book, and now you're at the World Cup? You know, obviously the quest was very successful.
Yeah, I mean, Hayes, I'm standing here outside looking at the stadium, and they've got the Canadian flag kind of, you know, circling around the stadium, which, again, the word I keep using is surreal. This Canadian team is genuinely such a good story at a time when, you know, we want good sports stories. We want, you know, good people. We want to feel, it sounds hokey, right? But we want to feel inspired by things. Like, what's great about this team to me, and I guess part of the reason that I wanted to write the book, is this team looks and represents modern Canada, right? They're a team you know, full of players of color. They're a team full of refugees and immigrants. And, like, that's something that the Canadian players talk about a lot, too, is, you know, they want to create a pathway for young players to know that, like, you know, if you come to Canada and you don't have a lot of advantages, there's a place for you eventually on the national team. So I guess in terms of, yeah, passion, that's a big part of it, is that, you know, this team, again, the brotherhood that they talk about, the lack of egos that this team has, that's important. And I think that's why, hopefully, you know, over the next few days, weeks, a lot more Canadians get on board with this team, because they have every reason to, right?
Absolutely. You can read Josh Kloak, of course, with The Athletic, and catch his book wherever you happen to buy your books, online or in store. Enjoy yourself over there, Josh. We'll do it again soon, buddy. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, take care, guys.
You got it. Josh Kloak of The Athletic. Little jab at my lack of professional sporting history.
You've been holding on to that one for a while.
Yeah. What do you
wanted
do?
To get that one out.
He, yeah,
I
that one was
thought
in the
he
chamber.
Was saying, "Oh my goodness," or something. Then he was like, "Oh, you know," and I was like, "Oh," I was ready to completely not pay attention to the rest of his words, and they got my attention.
He got your attention. Yeah, he knows how to do that. So, yeah, thanks to Josh Kloak, we appreciate him joining us.